We're coming to the end of Arve Psachim, of Kuf Yud Dalad Amud Aleph. So now we're going to learn matters that pertain to the Seder. Okay, so this Mishnah, we already had this similar whole idea, this Gemara here in Masechta Brachos, so we can go through it quickly in the seventh page there. Eilu Dvarim. Says the Mishnah, Mozgu Loi Kois Rishon. Okay, now they pour for him the first cup. So you see from here that, you know, as we see later, before, that you're supposed to be derech malachim, that they're supposed to pour for you. And musk is more than pouring. They should dilute the wine and with hot water, you know, ratios of 3-1, 2-1. And they, so someone should pour for the water for you. And the Aruch HaShulchan very nicely writes that that today, you have no right to ask your wife to pour for you. Why do you think you're any better than her? You should pour for her. You should pour for her. Anyway, Beis Shammai says, what's the protocol? We just started the Mishnah. Mevorech kuf yudal d'nomen aleph. Mevorech al ayim. First you make the kiddush, and then the achakach mevorech al ayin, and then you make the bari pri hagafen, which is what we learned last time. And we'll give two reasons in the Gemara as to why. Beis Hill says, Mevorech al hayayin. First you make the bracha bari pri hagafen, and the achakach mevorech al hayim, and then you make the kiddush. And if it happens to be bread, the same thing. First you make the hamaitzi. If you make kiddush on bread, hamaitzi followed by kiddush. Also for two reasons. Says the Gemara, Torah Mami learned, Dvorim shebein Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel besoda. A number of arguments exist between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a meal. When Kuf Yud Aleph, we just started the Gemara, Beis Shammai says, Mevorech al hayayim, first you make the kiddush, and then v'achakach mevorech al hayayim. The Baruch Pri Hagafen is the last thing you make. And I'll give you two reasons. Number one is, why actually are you drinking the wine now? Because it's Shabbos, or because it's Yom Tov, and therefore that's the cause. So that's what you should be doing first, making kiddush. And number one, and number two is ukvar kiddush hayoyim v'dain yain lebo. It Shabbos comes in first, the Yom Tov comes in first, and you haven't made and you haven't yet made your kiddush. So therefore, kiddush, the holy part, comes in first, and the burpee comes after. And as you know, there's a big machlekes of poskim, Al Terebbe of the Gon, if you can make kiddush and be makabel Shabbos without davening Ma'ariv, especially early before Shabbos, can you bring in Shabbos before? And then, and they want to learn according to the Golden Gon, or whatever, they want to learn. This is machlekes Shammai and Hill, because Shammai says that the kiddush comes in first, the day comes in first before you made your kiddush. In other words, it has to be dark before you make kiddush. You cannot make kiddush first. And Hillel, who doesn't agree with that, they want to say, he's like Al Terebbe, who's like Hillel, that no, you can actually make kiddush before the day comes in on its own. You can bring in Shabbos earlier just by kiddush without davening Ma'ariv or Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says no. Mevorech al hayayin. First you make Bar Pri Hagafen, then you make kiddush. And also two reasons. We'll see. Mipnei shehayayin goyim lekiddush. First of all, the only reason why you're making kiddush is because you have wine there, or bread. If you wouldn't have had the wine or the bread, you wouldn't have made the kiddush. That's number one. And the Sheta'amah, that you're saying it now. What do you mean? What do you mean, L'chayr? What are you talking about? We learned before there's a mitzvah ha'taylah to make kiddush. Zochir Yeshua L'katshay. It's not the wine that's causing you to make kiddush. So you have no choice but to learn that the Gemara learns here like the Rambam, and Magavram and Al Terebbe, that says that you yaitse kiddush and davening ma'ariv, so you daven ma'ariv already. So there's no reason. The only reason why you say kiddush again is because of the wine or the bread. That's number one. And davenach. Another thing is birchas hayayin tedira. Bari pri hagafen is more common. Or birchas hayayin eina tedira. And the bracha for kiddush is less common. Bari pri hagafen is every day of the week. Is todir usha eina todir kaidim. The halach is like Beis Hillel. So first I want to ask, my dovracha, why give me a second reason? Because v'chitema, if you're going to argue and tell me, hasam tarki, Beis Shammai has two reasons, I'm going to give him one reason. So l'chayda Beis Shammai is right, it's much more compelling. So we are telling you, hachanami tartani, there's also two reasons. Because todr, shayna todr, todr kaidim. Why do you have to tell me halacha k'divir Beis Hillel, pshita, we know for sure the halacha l'Beis Hillel, the hanafik basko. We learned in Erevin that the basko came out and said that the halach is like Hillel. So Gemara says, "E boyis ema." I can give you two answers. Either kodem baskel. This dispute took place before the baskel, and we didn't know which way to paskin, so we decided to paskin like Beis Hillel. So we had to say hilchas Beis Hillel. Or Iboyisem la'acha baskel. This took place after the baskel. And if this took place after the baskel, so why do you have to tell me the halacha le'besil? Could Rabbi Shui amar ein mashgichin baskel? Remember the story in Bar Metzia, where Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus argued with all the chachamim regarding the famous oven case called Tanu shel Akenoi, when it's broken up, whether it's the Kabbal Tumah or it's a brand new thing. And Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus bring proofs from the walls, from the spring, and finally he said, let there be a proof from the Maila, and a baskel came out and said that Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus is right, and Rabbi Shua said, "Ei mashgich b'baskel." Once the Torah was given down here to us, we paskin not in Shemaim. So we would have thought we would have totally ignore this baskel. Therefore, we say that the halacha is the halacha is like what it called, like Beis Hill. So the obvious question is, if we don't follow the baskel, because Rabbi Shua said it wasn't a baskel, so how can we do follow the baskel that says the halacha like Beis Hill? If you don't follow baskels, you don't follow baskels. So the answer is as follows. Over there, the baskel was against what the halacha, the normative halacha would have ruled. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus was a lone opinion versus everybody else. We should have paskel like everybody else. But over here, Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus, over here, Hillel was the majority. So why did we need a baskel at all? Because we're in a quandary. Although Hillel was quantitatively the majority, Beis Shammai was qualitatively the majority, because his Beis Shammai was far sharper than Beis Hillel. And therefore, we need a baskel to tell us that the Reiv is the halacha is like the Reiv in numbers rather than quality, at least in case of Hillel. And the Rameh paskens the Sanhedrin from here that if you have three judges and you have one judge who qualitatively is far, you know, exceeds everyone else, surpasses everyone else by far, and so in other words, Eichus is a lot more than the other two, which is they have the majority, but not an Eichus and Kamus. And he says, when this Tosfos is here, he doesn't bring Tosfos down, but he says that it could very well be the halacha is like the single judge, because in Eichus he's far greater. If not for the baskel, we would have probably passed him by Bishamai, even though he was less in number, fewer in number. So I think about a Mishnah, now we're talking about the actual Seder. Hey, Viulifanov. They brought before him. Now we're up to the vegetables. So Rashbam and Rashilin, they brought before him vegetables. Tesis says no. They actually brought the table. They took the table away and they brought the table back after Kiddush again. And we learned before you bring it after Kiddush, so the whole thing was brought, which covered, you know, the covered Yom Kippur. Hey, Viulifanov. They brought before him. Now, supposedly vegetables, but it says metabel bechazedes. You use vegetables, or if you have you don't have vegetables, as Rashbam learns, then you'll use chazedes. You use mora for karpas. It doesn't mean dipping into the vegetables; it means you're dipping the vegetables in. So, and why are you using metabel dipping? Because we learned before they generally used to eat everything by dipping, but it really means all they did was they ate. How did they eat? So there's a machlekes. Most opinions say that they actually dipped the karpas into something. And what did they dip into? And here we have a big machlekes. Some, the Rambam paskens that all karpas is dipped into charesis. And the Rambam and Rashi Siddur writes the same thing. And Rabbi Yosef Taim Ilim, also another region, Taisa quotes quite a few times, also is a hole that you dip into charesis. The second opinion says only if you're having mara for karpas do you dip into charesis. Other, if you have other vegetables, you dip into salt water or wine vinegar. And others say you don't dip at all the karpas. But anyway, you dip in whatever. So it says here you dip always in salt water, not in charesis. Now the question is, how can it be not dipping in the charesis if the reason why you need mara is it because it's charesis, because there's some kind of a poison in there or a worm, and you're not, and it's dangerous. That's why you dip charesis. And who cares if you're eating it by karpas, which is the wrong time? But the fact is, it's dangerous. You have to dip it in. How can there be any opinion that say you don't dip in charesis? So the Bein Yehuda says a fascinating thing, which unfortunately I have a hard time to understand. But this is what it seems to be saying. He seems to be saying it's very rare that particular poison in a mara can harm you. But when it comes to a mitzvah, the satan is merakid, the satan is there and is trying to hurt people for doing mitzvahs, and therefore you have to be extra cautious. So we dip in a charesis. But by karpas, because it's not a mitzvah, it's only a minig, therefore it doesn't matter if you eat it, because it's not really dangerous. Unfortunately, we have a hard time because we have a general rule, shayim mitzvah lo yedira. If you're doing a mitzvah, you're protected. What do you mean? Dafka, when you're doing a mitzvah, you have to be more cautious. Somehow or another, we have to be able to balance. On the one hand, the mitzvah, you know, we're protected. On the other hand, you have to be more cautious when you're doing a mitzvah. if you have no ginseng, you have no vegetables, you use the mortar for karpas, ad shemagia le paperas apas, till you come to the thing which is ancillary to the matzah, which is the mortar that comes after the matzah. And then, a view of the fun of matzah, the chazeres, the chareis, when you're up to the matzah, they bring before you back the tray, matzah, the chazeres, the chareises, and ushnei tavshilin, and the two cooked food items. In the Mishnah, in the Yerushalmi, it doesn't have the word shnei tavshilin. So Rebbe Zevin writes a whole article why, and the Rebbe then writes and completely demolishes what he writes. And it's a fascinating letter in Sichus and in the earlier Chalakim. I think Chalik Zayin. Afa Pi, even though She'ein Chareises Mitzvah. Even though Chareis is not a mitzvah, we still do it because of the poison. And Rabbi Lezner, the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah because Chareises also symbolizes the mortar and so on. Now in the Rishalmi it says that there are two stages of chareises. First you make it thick, and then you make it watery. You make it thick to remind us of the cement, and then you make it watery to remind us of the blood. Now which blood is a machlekes in Mefarshim as well? Is it the blood trying to remember what Parah used to kill, unfortunately, kids and use their blood? Or is it the blood of the first makah of dam? In other words, a sign of chedus rather than a sign of Avdus. And Migdash, the base of Migdash, Haimavin Lefon of Gufish of Pesach. That's when they brought the Guf of Pesach itself. Sounds on this mission here that they ate the Pesach, you know, they did the Seder and then they came to the Matzah. That's when they ate the Pesach. The Mordechai writes that in those days they did exactly the opposite of what we did today. They used to have the whole Suda first, and only afterwards they start doing they had the whole Shulchan Aruch first, and only afterwards did they start doing the Seder. And he actually says, it says here, Hevila fon a Matzah. Matzah sounds singular, like there's only one Shlema. And how come most of Shlema, except the Rif and the Rambam, hold that you have to have three Matzahs, two Shlemas and one broken? Two Shlemas like every Yom Tov and Shabbos, and one broken because of Lechem Oini. Because he clearly, Matzah, only one. So he says, because in those days, they used to have the whole meal before, already made the hamotzi before. So you don't need any more the lechem mishnah because you already had it before. Now we're just going to eat your achilles matzah, so you bring a whole and a half. And that's how he learns. Anyway, paper is referring to the mortar because this continues your meal and so on, and your meal. Tesis here, hevi lefon of matzah, very interesting. Seems that the Lubavitch Nusach of Manishtana is the first question we ask is why dipping in twice versus the whole time? We don't dip in twice. And we base ourselves on the Rambam's version, right? Nusach Ashkenaz, the first thing is matzah, and then morer, and then matbilin, because they go in the hierarchy of chiyuvim. Matzah is matoyde, morer is rabbonon, mesubin is a minig, karpas is a matbilin is a minig. However, Tosfos says over here, they brought before the matzah. Tosfos says here, next to the last Tosfos, they remove the table before the one who says the Haggadah, and then they start the Seder, and then it says they bring the matzah. Now, what's the purpose of why do we take it away and then bring it back? So he says, so the kid should ask, why take away the table? We haven't eaten yet. And the father says, don't worry, it's going to come back in order to do the second dipping. And the son says, oi, so why are we dipping twice? So according to Tosfos, not only the first question, but what intrigues the child the most is the dipping part. The father doesn't say, oh, don't worry about it, we're bringing it back in order to eat the matzah. Or in order to eat the mortar, he said, no, we're bringing it back in order to do the dipping. And the kid says, so why are we dipping? And that's the first question, and that's the first conversation they're having. This is what the Rebbe always says, that menhagim are far more intriguing and engaging than chiyuvim. But this is our input. And you see it right here in Tosfos.
If the Tosfos were Ashkenazi, what did they say? How did they say the manishtana?
I'm telling you, it seems from this Tosfos that the whole conversation was about matbilin, just like we do. Read the taste, if you live on the matzah, you'll see. That's the whole conversation. Okay, let's continue. So our mission is talking about, it seems from our mission, the way the Shlokish learns, the way Tosfos learns from the Shlokish, that it seems our mission that you have a choice. You can use vegetables. What kind of vegetables? By karpa, there's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. It brings down petrazol, which is parsley. The Magen Avraham says, you know, parsley for karpas, and that's the word. And Max Shekel says he spoke to doctors and big know-it-alls, and they say that it's actually celery. The karpas is celery, not parsley. And in Krieg Man, you can eat any vegetable. And the Magen Avraham holds it has to be a vegetable that can be eaten raw. You can eat raw and make the bracha adam on it, not cooked. But we have onions, other people have potatoes, and some people have radishes, all kinds of vegetables. Other people argue about radishes, they want to argue. Shlomo Kluger argues that radishes can actually be used for murr. So everyone has their own minhagim. Amar Ish Lakish, says Ish Lakish, Zeis Eimedes, from our Mishnah is clear that mitzvah tichas kavana. It seems from the Mishnah you have a choice. You can either use, let's say, any of the ordinary vegetables, or you can use murr. Now, the chayt of using murr is because of the problem, because you can eat murr later again when you get to the mitzvah. So it's clear that when you're eating karpa, since you don't have kavana for murr, you're not yet to murr. So it must be because mitzvah tzichas kavana. When you're doing a mitzvah, you have to have kavana for the mitzvah. And since when you ate karpas, your intention was not to eat murr, your intention was to eat karpas. So therefore, you're entitled to say the murr later on again. And kivan de loybi in the chiyuv of the murr hu d'achalei, since you're not eating at the time when there's a chiyuv of murr, the boyle priyadama d'achalei. So the only bracha you're making is boyle priyadama. The duma, perhaps another rishonim say means like definitely lo yechavin lamar. You had no intention for mar, right? Because you're thinking if you had intention for mar, you made a bracha lechilas mar. Therefore, boyi lemeda laadbula shemar. So you still have you did not fulfill your mitzvah of mar yet until later on when you're going to dip in again after the matzah, because that's when it's meant to be. On matzahs umarayim yachlu, the current pesach should be eaten with matzah and mar. So matzah precedes the mar. I ate mar by karpas, since you didn't have an intention to be yotze the mitzvah of mar. You were thinking about karpas. You did not fulfill the mitzvah of mar because mitzvahs tziches kavana. And I'll prove it to you. So this is Ish Lakish's understanding of our Mishnah. Because he's talking about the mitzvah of kavana. Even tell me that mitzvah don't need kavana, which means he already yotze the mitzvah of mar by karpas. So why do mar again later? Lamalok today tabula. So why does the Mishnah say you bring chazedus again and do mar again? You already dipped it in once. You already fulfilled your mitzvah. Says the Gemara, but my, how do you know? That was no proof. Maybe la mitzvah is Gemara. Maybe you don't need kavana. So you want to know if you don't need kavana, and you yaitz mar by karpas. So you want to know why we're dipping again later on? Would you amit trei tibul lomli? Why we dip it twice? Ki heicha de levi hakele tzedakas. You want kids to stand there and say, "Hey, what's going on here? It's weird. Why are we dipping in twice?" The chitema, if you can ask me, so if the whole purpose of dipping in twice is so that the kid should ask, why taka do we say use murr? It wouldn't have been, the Mishnah should have told a bigger chiddush. Use karpas, parsley, onions, whatever you want to use, and then you'll think, what in the world is going on here? Why do we have to dip in onions or parsley or celery? And we'll say, so the kid should ask questions. Why talk dafka about murr? Says Gemara, no, that's no proof. Really, no, there's a reason why we talk about murr. If I were told you that karpas, use, let's say, parsley or celery or onions, whatever it is, and then I want you to dip in later murr, I would say, okay, if you have other vegetables, then it makes sense to dip it in twice. But if you're going to have murr, if you're going to use it for karpas, yoytze your mitzvah of murr. There's no, and what, you want to do twice the murr, so kids should ask questions? Maybe once you yoytze mitzvah of murr, at least in this respect, there's no point in fact, we should eliminate karpas. Let's do murr correctly, which is after the matzah, instead of doing murr by karpas, and you'll be yoytze, because mitzvah's ain't tzichas kavana, and you'll be yoytze your mitzvah of murr right then and there, and you've completely, and even though you're dipping twice and you want to make the kids wonder, but but your gain was a loss. Because you brought the murr forward, and ideally the murr should be eaten after the matzah. That's what you would have thought. So the Mishnah has to tell you, no, mitzvahs ain't tzichas kavana, and if you eat murr by karpas, you will be yotze your murr. But nevertheless, if you have no choice, do the murr, and we'll do twice dipping. Why wouldn't twice dipping? So the kitchen ask questions, even though you yotze murr and you did it out of turn. That's a big chiddush. So Avchazel Chudel Loi Baitzei Tebula. Kamash and Mishnah tell you if you Chazel Bin Tzei Tebula. Keheicha De Leve Behekei Tanei. You want the kids to ask questions. So therefore, there's no raya from our Mishnah, one way or another. Number one. But furthermore, we have a question on you. Oi, you Reish Lakish want to say mitzvahs need kavana. We learned in the Braisa Tani. Learned Ochlon demai, if you ate, let's say, murr that was demai. Demai is domai, we don't know the situation. Did you bought it from an amor, you don't know, did he give maisa, did he not give maisa? It's questionable. So if you ate, and the dinner is yaitza. Why yaitza? Because we learned before already, if you're a poor person, you're allowed to eat demai. So every person is able to make themselves poor by making everything they own, ownerless, becoming ownerless, and therefore the yaitza everything. So yaitza. Ochlam blem is kavin. It says clearly here, if you ate murah without any intention, yatsa ya yaitza. What does that show clearly? That mitzvahs do not need kavana. Ochlam lechatzoyin, you ate it halfway, yatsa. So it's clear from here, and this is an interesting white punkt here, that when it comes to murah, when it comes to all mitzvahs, we know there's a certain amount of time you have to eat it within. When it comes to matzah, Shulchan Aruch, it says you have to try to eat the entire kazayis in one go. When it comes to murah, it says you have to try to eat the kazayis in one go. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? From right here. Because it says here, if you happen to eat a half a kazayis, and then you ate another half a kazayis, you ate it. Sounds from this b'rais, it's only b'dayevid. The chatchila, you need to eat the entire kazayis in one mouthful. And the Shulchan Aruch Paschal, when it comes to the matzah, you have to eat both kazayisim, because we eat two. They had eaten one mouthful. Even though the Mishnah Berurah himself, after he brings the whole halacha and he quotes Al Tereb and everything else, how to eat the matzahs. Ideally, you're supposed to put both kazeisim in your mouth, the top matzah and the middle matzah, and then before you start chewing it down, which is not hard, not easy, but that's what you're supposed to do. Second tier is, if you can't do that, eat first a kazayis from the top matzah and put that in your mouth, and then a kazayis in the middle one. If you can't do that, then you chew slowly and you have to eat it within a certain amount of time. And the Mishnah Berurah has a problem with that, even though he paskens that way, because how come the Gemara doesn't say you should eat two kazayisim matzah? Why doesn't Shulchan Aruch say you should eat two kazayisim matzah rather than just one kazayis? But here it's clearly, ochlo lechatzoyim, but the eved, you ate half a kazayis at a time, yotze yotze. Then he continues, but the condition is you have to eat it with a certain amount of time. Within the time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, we had a machlekes tanoim whether a loaf of bread is 6 eggs or 8 eggs. Machlekes Rashi and Rambam who the halacha is like, so it's 3 eggs or 4 eggs, and basically we go all the way down to 4 minutes and go all the way up to 11 minutes. So we're always machmir when it comes to doing a mitzvah. We try to do it within the 4 minutes. When it comes to do an aveda, we're machmir that even like on Yom Kippur, you know, space it out. We try to say more than 11 minutes. If not 11, then 9, because the Tzemach Tzedek says 9, Chassam Sofer says 9, some say 7. Okay. Now, the only problem this Gemara here is, and the Mefarshim here don't talk about it, but it's a Teiras Chesed, and I can't remember who else. It says here, Shala Yisha Bein Achila Lechavata Yesh Nechil Pras. Usually Achil Pras measures from when you start chewing until you finish. Here it says the interim time between your chewings. Sounds from here, when we say 4 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, 11 minutes, it's not from when you start chewing till you finish. There shouldn't be a break between your beginning, you know, you ate something, that doesn't count. It's not part of the thing. So as long as you're chewing, I don't care how long it takes. But if you take a pause, that pause should not be longer than the Achilles Pras. And in fact, there are some poskim who paskim that way, but in halacha we say it means from the beginning of eating to the end. But the wording in the Brais is clearly, Shala Yisha Bein Achila Lechavata, between the eating of one and the eating of the next, more than Achilles Pras. Anyway, I think more a truth matter tonight is machlekes tonight whether mitzvah is or not. Tani b'lo Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi says av b'shi b'chazeres. Even though you take, even if you use a carpet of mora mitzvah lahavi l'fana, you still have a mitzvah to bring chazeres again, eat mora again. B'charoyis is v'shnei tafshilin and the two tafshilin. So we see clearly this opinion says that mitzvahs need kavana. So you were not yotze your mora by carpets. You got to do it again. So you more, how do you know? Maybe you were yotze by carpets, but we're doing it again. So the kid should ask questions because you're dipping in twice. Akati still the my hari no dilma kasavra. What's his proof? Same thing we asked the shlokas before. Maybe mitzvahs don't need kavana. Maybe when you ate the murah by carpets, you fulfilled your mitzvah murah. I behind the beina today to bully. Wonder why we're dipping in twice. Kehecha the teve akeda tonight. The kid should ask questions. What kind of raya bring me from this brisa? Says Gemara, no, if that's the case, that really you were Yotze Mora before, it's only because of the custom you want to engage the kids and ask questions, and the wording in the Brais is wrong. Imkein, my mitzvah, we should not have used the word mitzvah. Mitzvah sounds like incumbent. It's mandatory, obligatory. It should have said minig or whatever. Says Gemara, fine. So we're digressing for a minute, we'll come back soon. So the Shlokish holds that mitzvahs need kavana, and he learns pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that even though you have all kinds of vegetables in front of you, there's nothing wrong with using mora for karpas because you're not yotze anyway. Says the Gemara, my shnei tavshilin, what kind of two cooked food should you put on? Amar Rav Huna, silke va'areza. You put on a burik, a beetroot, and rice. Okay, the rolls fired in then, pre-Kitnias days, they used to have rice on the kaida, and they used to have a beetroot on the kaida. Rava, Havi Mehde Rava, which three machmen, he would have a silk of arroz. He would have a beetroot and rice. Nothing to do with Korban Chagig and the Korban Pesach, but we don't want it to resemble at all. You bring kachim outside. So therefore, you brought things which are so remote, so distant, a beetroot and rice. I guess that's why all the Russians eat borscht on Pesach, and because the Gemara says, yeah, you have to have beetroot. Beetroot, somehow or another, is linked to the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, v'hoyil v'nothig mepumid Rav Huna. Since Rav Huna made such an interesting ruling, you should have beetroots and rice on your kaira. Therefore, Rava decided to follow that because to honor Rav Huna. Even though Rav Huna was not Rava's Rebbe at all, but Rav Huna was Rava's Rebbe's Rebbe, that was enough for him to follow. But the Rashbam adds the words to show that the halach is like him. In the Gemara Sukkah, when we had it, Hoyle and nothing Mekumet of Akana, there, even though halach is not of Akana, they decided because their teacher said so, they would follow him. Omer Rasha says, Shmami no the Rav Huna, less the Chai, Shlodam Rechim no the Rav Huna, allowed rice on the Kaira, which means he held that rice can never become chametz. So we don't follow the view we had in the second page of Rav Yechon and Ben Nuri in the third page. That now Rav Yechon Nuri said, "Oid is min dogno." Rav Yechon Nuri argued that rice is one of the grains, and he says that rice can become chametz, and therefore you can make matzah out of rice. And the rule is anything which can become chametz can become matzah, and because he holds that rice can become chametz, how can we have then rice on the Kaira? Obviously, we don't follow Rav Yechon Nuri. We hold rice is not considered one of the grains. All it is kidneys, which happened many years later. Chizki says, "Afilu dog ubeish olav." Here you had beetroot and you had rice, two unrelated things, one for Pesach, one for Chagiga. And you can have a fish and an egg on top of it. You know, it looks like one item, but still we treat it like two. Rabbi Yisrael says, "Tzorich shnei." And maybe this is where the egg came from that we actually use now in the Kaira to represent the Chagiga, because he says, "Afilu dog ubeya." So we take the beyer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Tzorish name midi bas." Rabbi Yehuda told him, "You have to have two kinds of meat. Since chagiga was meat as well, you have to have two kinds of meat. Echad zeichel pesach, echad zeichel chagiga." So some of the rishonim say that both pieces of meat should be cooked. So this way, that doesn't resemble. You can not eat anything grilled. We already had before the whole gemara. You shouldn't eat anything grilled on both nights of Pesach, and therefore they're both cooked. Obviously, we grill the Pesach, but we don't eat it at night. According to most poskim, you're not allowed to eat it. And either the foreleg or part of a chicken, we use the helzel, the neck. Other people use a wing or a pulka. And the idea is it shouldn't resemble at all the Korban Pesach. And then we have for Chagiga, we have the egg. Now, Ravina says, "I feel garma ubishula." Ravina says, garma literally translates as a bone, but most Mepharshim hold it means a bone with meat. Ubishula, and also the gravy that's around it. Says, okay. Tesis is a fascinating tesis. He says, what about this year when Pesach falls out of Matzoy Shabbos? Tesis says, when Pesach falls out of Matzoy Shabbos, you should only have one tafshil on your Kaira. And many of the Shreinim would pass on that way. That this year on the Kaira, you don't have the egg. All you have is the neck. Why? Because the egg represents Chagiga. And if you remember, we learned that even if you hold Chagiga as Mahatera, we don't do it on Shabbos. It doesn't push away Shabbos. Because by Pesach we have a b'moyadai, we don't have that by Chagiga, so we didn't bring the Chagiga. Then Tosha says, no, maybe we should continue, because if we don't put it on the Kaira, that shows that we're learning that whatever we're putting on the Kaira is mamash halacha, then it looks like that the neck is mamash a Korban Pesach. Because if it's just symbolisms, then you know, what's the big deal? So you have one year that you don't really do it, but you just do it every year. The fact that you're very particular and you say, well, this year we didn't bring a chagiga, we're not going to have the egg. I mean, but the neck that you did put there is like mamash a Korban Pesach. It looks worse. So therefore, says Tesis, you leave it on to show that's only symbolism. And apart from that, he said, but skid, if you take it off this year, next year, people don't remember from 2 years ago. They remember from last year and they won't put the egg back on. Then Tesis says, how can we put the egg on? What happens? Fascinating Tesis there. What happens if middle of the year, this major gets rebuilt, and next year, Pesach, we have to bring Korban Pesach. Everybody can say, 1 second, last year we didn't bring the egg, we didn't bring a Chagiga. So why should we bring a Chagiga? So Tesis says over here, it's important Tesis to remember, four lines from the bottom of the page. Tesis says, we're not worried. Why? The Hakrava Masuda Lazizin, who ran the base of Migdash, Kainim, who know what they're doing, Ukeshayibana, Ukeshayivna, when they're going to rebuild the base of Migdash, Moshe v'Aaron yovei imanu. Even though Tchias HaMeisim will take place 40 years later, as the Zohar says, but Moshe and Aaron are coming back the day the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So they will be here to direct us, and we won't make any mistakes. We'll make any mistakes. And the other Rishonim hold that you do take off the egg, are asked, what about the base of Migdash? And in fact, they use that as their reason. And they don't believe that Moshe and Aaron will be there when it comes back. So it's a machlekes, look in the Mordechai. Machlekes here between Tesis, but according to Tesis, clearly right here, that Moshe and Aaron are coming back as soon as, and all the great Nassim are going to be back as soon as the base of Migdash is built, as soon as Moshe comes. Get back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, pshita, that's for sure. Hecha di ika shayirokas, if you have other vegetables to use for karpas, mevorech shayirokas, they make a bracha b'chidam and all the other vegetables, v'ochel yit, and v'hodem mevorech alechil's mother, then you make a bracha alechil's mother, v'ochel yit. No question about that. What about hecha di lechel chosema? You only have, the only thing you have is the lettuce, the chazeres. We're going back to the discussion we had before. What do you do by karpas? Omar Buna said, mevorech mi'ikora amora b'chidam, you're eating karpas now, you're not eating mora. So even though you're eating the murr, since mitzvahs, I hold like the shlokish, mitzvahs need kavana, you won't be yaitzah the mitzvah of murr, so all you're having is karpas, no problem. Eat the murr now as karpas, make the hadamah, and then later on, when after the matzah, you eat the murr again, you don't repeat the hadamah, but you'll make achilas murr then, because that's your mitzvah. The ochel, ubesayt mevadach al achilas murr v'ochel, then you make achilas murr and you eat then. Okay. Maskilor achil chil says, it doesn't look right. After you filled your stomach with mor and karpas, and then in an hour or two later, by mor, you're going to make achil's mor then. So the Pashto Pshat, the way many of the Rishonim seem to be learning, is that Rav Huna argues with Shlokish, Achiza argues, and he holds mitzvahs don't need kavana. He holds you ready yaitzah mor, and he's saying, you're yaitzah mor by karpas, and you can delay your bracha al achil's mor or two when you eat it after the matzah. It doesn't make sense. However, Tosfos, I'll tell you a second. Elam rechiza mikara mevarach ala barpi adama valachilas mora. You make adama and achilas mora. Va'ochel you eat as if you were yotze your mora by karpas. Ula b'soif ochel achilas chasa b'loy bracha. Then you eat it again later without a bracha. Why are you eating it again? The kids ask questions. Besura, I'll explain you rechiza in a minute if they taste learns. Besura of the Rav Huna and Sura, they followed Rav Huna, which means that in Sura they hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and therefore they would eat the, let's say, mora by karpas, and they would make the bracha lechilas mora later on, because they weren't yaitzi yet by karpas. But Rav Sheish, Rav Yeshua, of the Rav Chizda, Rav Sheish did like Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, what? That if they had mora, they would make the achilas mora by karpas, and they ate it again later only, so kids should ask questions. Rav Acha Breid, Rav Mahadir Ashayi Rokas, he said, you know what, get out of, why get involved in the controversy? He would dafka look for other vegetables, lafuke nafshim epluknim, not to get involved in the machlekes. Tosfos has an interesting pshat here. Tosfos says, if the pshat that I just told you is right, then Rav Chizda should have said, not after you fill your stomach, how can you make a bracha later? Should have said, after you were yaitze, by karpas, how can you make achilas mora to make later? Tosfos says, Rav Chizda holds also like the shlokish. That mitzvah of Rav Chizda also hold you were not yaitze mora b'chareisus, but still b'karpas. But still, he says, it doesn't look right that you ate the mora first, even though you weren't yaitze, and you can eat the mora later again and make a bracha. So he says, you make a bracha al achilas mora b'karpas, even though you weren't yaitze yet, only later when you eat it again. But it doesn't. But you make the bracha al mora now. That's what he says. And then Tosfos brings an analogy. Tosfos says, it's just like tkiyas. He said, as you know, there's a big argument, which are the main tkiyas? Tkiyas, the miyushiv, the first set of 30 tkiyas, or tkiyas, the mu'mad during Shemoneh Esrei? Tosfos holds the main, big machlekes are showing him. Tosfos holds the main tkiyas are the tkiyas of Shemoneh Esrei, because they go with the brachas, right? And that's very important, as Moreh Shana will tell us. But, when do we make the bracha of Shemoneh Kol Shofar? In the first set. So he's comparing the two. Mefarshim have a hard time understanding Tosfos. What are you talking about? At least you're yaitze. Here you're telling me you're not yaitze. So l'cheder the pshat is as follows. Tosfos is saying that the argument of l'chizda is as follows. When we say mitzvahs need kavana, which is the halacha in Siman Samach, when we say mitzvahs need kavana, there's two ways. And if you don't have kavana, you're not yaitze. There's two ways of understanding. One way of understanding is you haven't done the mitzvah. You haven't done the mitzvah at all. The other way of understanding is you did the mitzvah, but you're missing out the kavana part of it, and that part you haven't yet done. If you learn that you didn't do the mitzvah at all, says Rav Huna, that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, like a shlokish, you didn't do the mitzvah at all, how can you make a bracha l'chilas mor by karpas? You didn't do the mitzvah. And then later on when you eat it, that's the mitzvah, you make the bracha then, no problem. But Rav Chizda says, no, it's like tkiyas the miyushiv. You 100% did the mitzvah, even if you hold mitzvahs need kavana, you did without, you still did the mitzvah. What you're missing, it's incomplete. You haven't done the kavana part of it. So therefore, you can make the... In that case, it doesn't make sense to wait with a bracha achilas mora till later when you already did three quarters of the mitzvah. So you make the achilas mora then by karpas, And then you can resume eating later after the matzah. Just like tkiyas. When tkiyas, the ma'uman is the main tkiyas. When you didn't yushav yaitzah, but it's still incomplete, you haven't tied it together with the brachas. And yet, when do we make the bracha? By tkiyas and yushav. So that's the machlek of hunar chizah. How do we understand when we say mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Stop paying attention tomorrow, mitzvah shem.